This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zeoli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
Dan, I'd like you to shave my legs if you could before the show's over today.
I'll get it on video.
Appreciate that. Sir?
I'll tweet that out.
I threw a binder at Greg's head before the show, Dawn. I don't know if you noticed that or not. I said my live reads need to be each one stacked appropriately, and then I chucked a binder at his head.
Never
did that well.
Happened in the history of the Zeoli Army.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, do you know she made a staff member shave her legs?
Well,
now, that's weird to me, because when I was a congressional aide, granted, I worked for a guy, but shaving legs was just not part of the job description, you know? I mean, other things were. Like, I drove them once.
Were they doing like a... I was on a shoot where an anchor... They told the woman she had to shave her legs and her armpits, because you could see in the photo shoot that she had, like, stubble.
And did they shave for her? Like, Representative, like, Senator Klobuchar made a staff member shave her, like,
shave her
legs.
That's
the rumor
kinky.
That's out there. I know.
We have exclusive audio of Amy Klobuchar asking for that.
Go ahead. That's Amy Klobuchar at a staff meeting. That's a staff meeting right there.
That's twisted. Like, hey, I need you to shave my legs.
Do you watch the show Veep?
Yes. That is what right there, the image. Totally.
So Evil Jared got me on Veep. It's a very, very funny show.
So funny.
Last week in this is the story here. A Veep joke about leg shaving was inspired by a rumor about Amy Klobuchar. A representative for the senator said the rumor was completely false. You know my theory about rumors?
Yes.
They're always true. That's why they're rumors.
Or there's some truth to them.
Totally. People just don't make things up like that. Like, let me sit around and go, she made a staff member shave her legs. Last week, in the lead-up to Amy Klobuchar announcing her presidential run, HuffPost and BuzzFeed published stories in which several anonymous former staffers confirmed long-circulating rumors that the Minnesota senator had been unusually cruel and demeaning to her staff. Both media outlets painted a picture of what BuzzFeed described as a workplace controlled by fear, anger, and shame, and what HuffPost called bursts of cruelty that make it difficult to work in her office. Neither publication revealed much in terms of specific allegations. HuffPost reported that Klobuchar tasked her staff with running personal errands, such as making her personal appointments, washing dishes at her home, or picking up her dry cleaning. The site also reported that former Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid had personally admonished Klobuchar in 2015 for how she treated her staff and asked her to change her ways. Now, one particularly dramatic rumor about Klobuchar is a story that she once had a staffer shave her legs for her. While no reporters have publicly confirmed this story, we have confirmed that the alleged incident was the inspiration for a joke in a 2017 episode of the HBO series Veep. On Monday, Veep showrunner David Mandel tweeted a clip of the scene, nodding to the recent revisiting in the mainstream press of the rumors. And he said the rumors are true. He said the gag was based on something the writers had heard about, and they heard about Klobuchar doing it. It is a well-known rumor that we were told a million times by millions of people. When asked for comment, a representative for Senator Klobuchar said the rumor was completely false and added, this is ridiculous. How does something like that become a rumor if it's not true, right? Or there's some truth to it. That episode, you remember that episode?
Yes.
Can we get that joke, Greg? Can you play that?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it.
It's not easy to get HBO stuff to play on the air.
That's why I have to edit it first.
Yeah, we got the HBO, they dropped the F words quite a bit. So I've got to be careful. The FCC is back in business. So if it was last week, I could have played it. When asked for comment, because they weren't working.
Nice joke.
Mandel explained that when he first took over as the program showrunner, he took some of the writing staff on a trip to Washington, D.C. for research purposes. Mandel says that he met with Klobuchar for lunch at the time and that she was fantastic. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who plays the show's lead, was also spotted having lunch with Klobuchar in the Senate dining room in 2015. The leg-shaving tidbit came up after the meeting. Anytime I brought her up, with people in D.C., somebody would tell us that story as a rumor. I sort of believe it. It is what it is. It's a rumor. It was such a good rumor, we used it as a line. Mandel says the program originally tried to incorporate a shot of Louis Dreyfus' Selena Meyer, that's her character, Selena Meyer, having her legs shaved by a staffer. But Mandel says the show's writers couldn't come up with a realistic scene. We were playing with the circumstances of it happening, and it makes no effing sense. A team of writers couldn't think of any reality where you would do that. Instead, the show used it as a line of dialogue for senior advisor Amy Bruckheimer, who described having to have had to dry shave Meyer's legs.
It's a really short clip. I have it.
Go ahead.
Not mentioned in this book until page 134. I once dry shaved that woman's legs under her desk during a cabinet meet.
There you go. And that's the thing. Let me make a couple comments about this. First of all, having worked in D.C., rumors swirl around all the time. They're always true. They're always true. If you hear a rumor that a staff member is sleeping with a congressman, it's 100% true that staff member sleeping with a congressman. 100%. I mean, all of these things are rumors because they're true. Nobody sits around and makes this stuff up. And the fact that the writers went there and couldn't figure out a situation where they could make it work on the show other than a joke tells you how nutty it really is.
Yep.
Right? And tells you what a nut job Klobuchar must be that this rumor swirls around her. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't have lasted as a rumor because all of her staff members would have come out and said it's not true. But nobody's ever come out and said it's not true because it's true. And they hate her. And they hate working for her because she's a monster. And that's the truth right there.
It's delicious.
Not because she's a woman. It's because she's a monster who happens to be a woman.
By the way, I mean, I'm not a comedy writer, but the image of Julia Louis-Dreyfus giving some important speech and this woman underneath the desk shaving her legs, I mean, that's funny.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like it's that hard to do, right? I don't know.
No, and it's not just that, but she threw binders at people's heads. The woman's unhinged.
Unhinged.
Completely unhinged.
Now, unhinged and clearly very hairy.
Hairy, you know, unhinged.
Hairy unhinged.
Hashtag hairy unhinged. Now, she acknowledged that she's tough. She's a tough boss. She went on Good Morning America with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos for a very, very, very tough interview, as you can imagine. We have a little bit of audio of this.
I love our staff. Look at this incredible event they put together. And yes, I can be tough. And yes, I can push people. I know that. But in the end, there are so many great stories of our staff that have been with me for years, who have gone on to do incredible things. And I have, I'd say, high expectations for myself. I have high expectations
drown
for
her
the
out.
People that work for me.
Raise the music.
But I have high expectations for this country. Oof. And that's what we need.
Oof. We're going to shave this country.
Oh,
we're going to give this country a shave. Oof. Nice
shave
close shave.
Shave America great again.
Shave right under the desk.
Oh, wow. Your point. She didn't deny it.
Didn't deny it.
That can be tough.
Did not deny it. Because it's true. Because rumors are always true. That's how that works.
Radio 306. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.